Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Matis Masei, that is Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun. And the Pasuk tells us, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Be'arvos Moav, in the plains of Moav, Al Yarden Yerichai Lamar, on the bank of the Jordan opposite Yerichai, saying, Daber El Bnei Israel, speak to the Bnei Israel, Vamar Talayim, and tell them, Ki Atem Oivrim Es Hayarden El Eretz Canaan, when you cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, Vayrashtem Es Kol Yoshvei Eretz Mipneichem, and you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from in front of you, Vibatem Es Kol Meskiyoy Sam, and you shall destroy all their stones for bowing down, and you shall destroy all their molten images, and you shall demolish all their high places, and you shall inherit the land and inhabit it, because to you I have given the land to inherit it, and you shall inherit the land to your families by way of lot, for the many you shall increase his inheritance, and for the few you shall decrease his inheritance, wherever his lot shall fall out, that shall be his. To the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit it. If you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from in front of you, and it will be those whom you leave over, they will be like pins in your eyes, and like thorn fences at your sides, and they're going to harass you on the land which you are living in, and that which I have thought to do for them, I will do for you. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Nun Hey, v'haya asher tesir mehem, and will be those that you leave over in the land. Yelachem l'ra, they're going to do bad for you. L'sikim b'neichem, they're going to be like pins in your eyes. L'isedes hamenakar b'neichem, like pegs or pins to poke your eyes. Targum shel isedes sikaya. V'litzninim, what does this mean? Paisrim b'yapaisrim l'shain mesuchas kaitzim. This is like a fence of thorns. Hasuchechas eschem liskar v'lichloy eschem me'en yaseva. It's like a fence of thorns that surrounds you to prevent you from going and coming. And back to Chumash Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Aleph. V'yadav Rashi Moshe Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'mar t'aleim, command the b'nei Yisrael and tell them, Ki atem b'ayim el ha'aretz Canaan, because you're coming to the land of Canaan, Zois ha'aretz, this is the land asher tipo l'chem b'nachla, that falls to you by way of inheritance, Eretz Canaan l'gvulei seha, this is the land of Canaan to its borders. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Zois ha'aretz asher tipo l'chem, l'fisha harbi mitzvahs noigas b'aretz, v'ein nohugim b'chutz l'aretz, since there's many mitzvahs that are relevant only to Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz l'aretz, hotzrach lichtov mitzrani gvul ruchaseh saviv, that's why the Torah has to delineate, which it's about to do right now, all the borders of Eretz Yisrael. To tell you, it's from these borders and inside, that's where all these mitzvahs must be kept. Tipa lechem, why is it the pasuk says it's going to fall to you? Since the way it was divided was by way of lottery, that's why it says this lashon of nefila, that it's going to fall to you. And the medrash tells us, Hashem took the ministering angels of the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he tied them in front of Moshe. Amarlah, he told him, see, they don't have any power anymore. And now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, and we're going to learn about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Now we're just going to translate the Pesukim, and we're not going to look at Rashi. That's because it's only beneficial if you actually have a map detailing where exactly these borders were, but to try to describe them without having a map or a visual is very challenging. So again, we're just going to see them inside. So the Pasuk tells us, and it shall be for you the southern side from Midbar Tzin to the side of Edom, and the southern border for you shall be Miktzei Yom HaMelech Kedma, from the edge of the Yom HaMelech to the east, V'nasav Lechem HaGvul Mi Negev L'Malei Akrabim, and the border shall go around south of Malei Akrabim V'Avar Tzina, and pass towards Tzin, V'Hayu Taitzaisav, and its outskirts shall be Mi Negev L'Kadosh Barnea, south of Kadosh Barnea, V'Yotza Chatzar Adar, and it shall go out to Chatzar Adar, V'Avar Atzmaina, and pass to Atzmain, V'Nasav HaGvul Me Atzmain Nachla Mitzrayma, and the border shall go around from Atzmain to the river of Mitzrayim, v'hayu teitzais of Hayama, and its outskirts should be towards the sea. Ugvul Yam, and what about the western border? V'hayu lachem hayam hagadol, it shall be the great sea, Ugvul, and the islands in the sea, zeh yalachem gvul yam, this shall be the western border, v'zeh yalachem gvul tzafayin, this should be the northern border for you, min hayam hagadol, from the great sea, tesou lachem har ahar, turn towards har ahar, me har ahar, tesou levay chamas, from har ahar, you shall turn to the approach of chamas, v'hayu teitzais hagvul tzedada, and the outskirts should be towards Tzedad, v'yatza ha'gvul Zifrayna, and the border should go towards Zifrayn, v'hayu taitzais of Chatzar Einon, and its outskirts shall be Chatzar Einon, zeh yalechem gvul tzafayn, this shall be the northern border for you, v'isavisem lechem l'gvul kedma, and you shall draw for yourselves the eastern border, mechatzar Einon shefama, from Chatzar Einon to Shefam, v'yard ha'gvul mishfam harivla mikadim la'ayon, and the border shall descend from Shefam to Rivla, east of Ayon, v'yard ha'gvul, and the border shall descend Umacha al Kesef Yom Kineres Kedma, and extend to the border of the Kineret towards the east, the Yard HaGvul HaYardena, and the border should continue to descend to the Jordan, V'hayu Taitzos of Yom HaMelech, and its outskirts should be the Yom HaMelech, Zos Tia Lechem Ha'aretz L'Gvul HaSeh HaSaviv, this shall be for you the land according to its borders all around. V'yitzav Moshe b'nei Yisrael Lemar, and Moshe commanded the b'nei Yisrael, saying, Zos Ha'aretz, this is the land asher tisnachalu oisa begaril, that you shall give it over as inheritance by way of lot, asher tziva Hashem, losis l'sishras amata shvachatzi amata, that Hashem had commanded to give to the 9.5 shvatim. Ki lakchu mate b'nei Ruvenu yuvei because Shevet Reuven to their father's houses and Shevet Gad to their father's house and half of Shevet Menashe all took their inheritance already. Shnei Hamates v'chatzi Hamate, these 2.5 Shvatim lakhu nachlasam me'ever liyardin Yerechai kedma mizracha, they already took their inheritance on the bank of the Jordan River near Yerechai, east towards the sunrise. So we just learned of the borders of Eretz Yisrael and that it's going to be divided up in between 9.5 Shvatim because the other 2.5 Shvatim have already taken their portion on the other side of the Jordan River outside of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.